Report: Texas border town business owner sells restaurant as area overrun by migrants. By Amy Furr on September 19, 2022. A business owner near the southern border in Texas was reportedly forced to sell her honky-tonk due to criminal activity as migrants flooded the area. Selena Buntello Price told Fox News she worked with her father for nearly 20 years and is now a former second-generation owner of the Wagon Wheel, a barbecue restaurant which had one break-in over a 25-year period, the outlet reported Monday. However, since February they had experienced 5 incidents. She noted that not only has my business been broken into and ransacked, it's just the insecurity now, you don't feel safe at home anymore. She added migrants arriving in Eagle Pass used vacant buildings for shelter and the family business that was closed during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic was a hub for such activity. The Del Rio sector of the border includes Eagle Pass and Border Patrol officials in Del Rio recently reported the apprehension of over 3,300 migrants, according to a Breitbart News article published Wednesday. The sector continues to lead the nation with large group encounters, accounting for 62% of all large migrant group apprehensions. Over the weekend, the agents encountered 8 large groups leading to the arrest of 1,271 migrants, the outlet said. According to Price, the wave of migrants overwhelmed the area which caused residents to feel uneasy. Near their original location was a facility that helped process the migrants, Price continued. Once they are processed, I literally see busloads on a daily basis. They're just released, and they find sanctuary in anything that's abandoned or not. What I had that I valued, that not only had sentimental value, but had actual monetary value, has depreciated thanks to the mess, the trash, the vandalism, she said. Price eventually decided to sell the family business and to make matters worse. There had also been issues with migrants crossing through her ranch. In addition to selling the original barbecue location, Price sold her livestock due to the migrants' damaging fences which allowed the animals to escape. Earlier this month, it took 1 hour for 600 migrants to cross the Rio Grande and surrender to Border Patrol agents. The group mostly consisted of single adult Venezuelans, Cubans, and Nicaraguans, Breitbart News reported. According to a source within CBP, the Border Patrol and Del Rio sector was detaining more than 2,000 migrants in local stations and at a soft-sided detention facility. The source says the pace of crossings is contributing to severe overcrowding, the outlet said. Meanwhile, a majority of Americans said last month that President Joe Biden, D., was allowing an invasion at the southern border. A poll commissioned by left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR, found.